This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More than 7,100 Coloradans filed new claims for unemployment last week. CPR's Haley Sanchez says that's more than the previous week.
The latest report from the state's Labor Department says that more than 3,600 gig and self-employed workers also filed for assistance. That number is also up. In mid-October, accommodation and food service workers made up the highest percentage of claims, with just over 13% compared to other sectors. Since mid-March, Colorado has paid more than $2 billion in regular unemployment claims.
Snow and rain are forecast for parts of the state this weekend. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sacka says that'll be good news after another dry week in drought-stricken Colorado.
The October snowstorm helped halt the state's worsening drought conditions, but there's been little precipitation since, and the U.S. Drought Monitor shows that exceptional drought, the worst category, is now affecting a quarter of the state. Some ski resorts like Arapahoe Basin haven't confirmed opening dates because dry conditions mean less water for snowmaking.
A Colorado scientist will lead the federal government's next major assessment of climate change. Betsy Weatherhead is an atmospheric scientist who spent decades at CU Boulder and received a Nobel Peace Prize. The Washington Post reports she now works for a company that studies climate impacts for the private sector. 74 degrees in Denver, 53 in Vail. It is 68 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.